Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSide for Tuesday, December 21. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, today, talking down the economy, just ahead. Well, there's something very unique in the bunch we have in Washington right now, something we've never seen before. They're actually talking down the economy. Usually, an administration and the bureaucrats in Washington will try and play up the economy's accomplishments over the year, pour on the gas trying to get a last little bit of performance out of the economy, encouraging shoppers at this time of the year to go out and spend a little extra, knowing that to do so will add to the nation's GDP and reflect well on our nation's leaders. Way back in the mid-1990s, it was James Carville, while running the then President Clinton's campaign, who put his finger on this. "It's the economy, stupid," he said. And indeed it is. It is, after all, the economy from which most of this nation's strength and prosperity comes. A strong, fully functioning economy produces the goods and services that we need to maintain collectively our magnificent lifestyle. So throughout our recent history, we've seen president after president, at this time of the year, take to the podium and extol the virtues of the American economy and encourage us to go on to higher and higher heights. But not this year. This year is very different. It's almost like Washington is intentionally lowering our expectations, talking down this economy, almost hoping that these last few days of 2021 are downplayed. Not since Jimmy Carter's malaise speech of 40 years ago have we seen such negativity from a White House. Now, it all began last week when Chairman of the Federal Reserve Jerome Powell gave us the "Daddy's Going to Take Away Your Candy" press conference. Held just 3 weeks before the end of the year, the chairman chose this time of the year to announce that he was going to get tough, to start curtailing the Fed's support by cutting off bond purchases, the Fed's chief current stimulus, and probably raising rates 3 times next year instead of just the 1 or 2 times Wall Street was anticipating. It was Powell transforming into one of those Hollywood tough guys. And so far, it hasn't been so well received up on Wall Street, where trading for the last 3 days has seen the largest decline in 7 months, and investment managers and analysts are having to rewrite next year's strategies. This was followed up by the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, one Anthony Fauci, declaring that we probably shouldn't even have Christmas at all this year, that the health risks are just too great, what with only part of the population being fully vaxxed after all. What a way to promote those last-minute Christmas sales. This will all culminate at 2:30 this afternoon, when President Biden will take to the podium with a speech aimed at promoting the vax and its boosters, replete, no doubt, with plenty of scary statistics and dire warnings. It will be an apparent effort to tell us what dire straits we're really in. There was a greeting posted ostensibly from the White House yesterday, which said, essentially, that all who had not yet taken the vax were at great risk this holiday season. That a way to talk up your end. Now, once might be an accident, twice a coincidence, but 3 times tells me this is a strategy. Something is at work that we've never seen before. Something that is unlike politics as usual. But I can tell you that Wall Street sees it vividly. And they're as flummoxed as you and I when they see their hard-earned returns being eaten away. The Dow, which just a few weeks ago had a year-to-date return of 19%, is now down to just 14%. That's a 5% difference to you and I, and it might not mean much, but to the investment advisors and fund managers, it represents a huge change in their fund performance, a change that will be reflected in their annual reports and in next year's brochures. I hear the question every day, what's up with Biden? It's as if the president is personally working against market returns. And although we don't yet know all of the ramifications of this new economic strategy, one thing is for certain. The 178-year reign of Ebenezer Scrooge as the biggest Christmas humbug has just been eclipsed. Now, a couple of interesting economic reports today, as overall reporting winds down as we get close to year-end. First up is the latest Redbook report on annual retail sales. Now, Redbook is a definitive, moment-by-moment report on retail sales throughout the country. And now that we're getting towards the end of the big holiday sales push, this should make some interesting reading. When last reported, retail sales for the year are up about 16%. And then later this evening, the Bank of Japan will release the minutes from their latest monetary policy meeting. What's so very interesting here is how out of phase Japan's economy is right now with the rest of the world. While everyone else is concerned about inflation, it's just the opposite for Japan. For them, it's deflation that's the largest concern, and this is reflected in their key short-term interest rate, which is set at a -0.1%. So look for the BOJ to once again pledge as much stimulus for their economy as possibly needed. In earnings today, General Mills, the big breakfast and foods company, just reported their results, and their stock is down slightly on the news. Due up in a few minutes with their results is financial research firm FactSet Research, and then later this afternoon, software company BlackBerry. And that's the value side for Tuesday, December 21. For all of our podcasts and blog posts, visit ValueSide.com. I'm David Revelle. ValueSide is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.